Good afternoon. The dominant and deep trough of low pressure over the Canadian Maritimes, which had been producing very cold air for this time of the year across interior New York and New England, is finally lifting out. Still, we have a few areas of energy that will keep temperatures a bit on the cooler side for the weekend, but with high pressure building in at the surface, we should enjoy a good amount of sunshine both days. With mostly sunny skies through the afternoon hours today, temperatures should make it into the lower and even some middle 50s by the end of the afternoon. With clear skies tonight, another cold one, temperatures dropping back into the 20s and lower 30s, so a chilly start on Sunday, but an even bigger rebound with mostly sunny skies for the second half of the weekend, high temperatures will make it into the upper 50s. A ridge of high pressure will then build in the mid-levels of the atmosphere as we get into the early part of next week. That, combined with the surface high, will produce mostly sunny skies and even milder temperatures on Monday, with highs reaching into the lower 60s. The high pressure center at the surface will drift off the eastern seaboard, producing a southwesterly wind on Tuesday, and this will push temperatures into the middle 60s. Clouds will gradually increase during the middle and latter part of the day on Tuesday as the next system approaches from the southern Appalachians and the Atlantic coast. This system will slowly work its way up the coast and team with another trough of low pressure digging into the Great Lakes to produce a good chance of rain for the day on Wednesday. This will hold temperatures back into the upper 50s for afternoon highs. Showers will linger into the day on Thursday due to this system, with highs staying in the 50s before skies become partly sunny with highs back up near 60 for the day on Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm over the southern high plains will move toward the lower Mississippi Valley today. The system will produce snow over parts of the central Rockies, where a winter weather advisory remains in effect for another 2 to 5 inches of snow west of Denver. Meanwhile, showers and thunderstorms will develop over parts of the southern plains and into the lower Mississippi Valley and central Gulf Coast. Some of the storms could be strong to severe with gusty wind and hail as the primary risks, but even the outside chance of a tornado in these areas. The Storm Prediction Center has placed East Central Texas under a marginal risk for severe storms today. And the fire weather threat remains elevated for portions of western Texas and along the New Mexico border due to gusty winds and very low humidity levels. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Presidio, Texas, to a low of 10 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 50s, Boston sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 39. The record high 89 set in 1923 and the record low 20 in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:04 a.m. Sunset this evening 7:44 p.m. 13 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and a bit breezy today, with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, a bit breezy today, with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and a bit breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, a bit breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 30. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and a bit breezy today, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 50s, mostly sunny lower 60s on Monday, Sunshine on Tuesday giving way to some late-day clouds, dry in the mid-60s. Showers likely Wednesday, upper 50s. A chance of showers Thursday in the mid-50s. And partly sunny and just the outside chance of a few showers on Friday with highs around 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.